Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue with our Suffer Well devotional series. Thank you for listening. Today, we have a responsibility as believers, and we're going to talk about this today, of what that responsibility is. And we are going to read some scripture here to get started in our devotional, and then I'll do a little teaching on it. And the first scripture I'm going to give you is from Jonah. Jonah chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 says, "Then Yahweh said, you feel sorry about the planet. You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?" And those of you that are familiar with the story of Jonah understand exactly what this verse is talking about. But I give you another verse. Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves." That was, Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6 says, I got that backwards. Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6 says, "For there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Elohim, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all." So that was Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6. And as we read and go through all these different scriptures, it says in a devotional, "Here is how to develop a steadfast spirit to become unified. Step one, conform. Direct your steps by my word and let no iniquity have dominion over you." Psalms 119, 133. As it says in Psalms 119, 133, "Guide my steps by your word so I will not be overcome by evil. As an individual stand before me on a narrow path, the deceptor, my ways and know my will, have your home in order." Step two, unify. "Finally, of all of you, be one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers and tenderhearted, be unified. 1 Peter 3:8 says, "Have one mind and one speech. Be one people and become unified force against the many principalities you will face." So that's the second step. And then we go to step three, which says, act. "Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Yeshua is the Son of the Mighty One?" 1 John 5:5. That's you. "Move out and take dominion. Have I not told you that you are greater than the dominion of this world?" And here it is, folks. The three things: conform, unify, and act. My plan is a global. Won't you consider what I am doing for the entire world and not just your world? I am looking for watchmen, as it says in Ezekiel 3:17. Watchmen who will change the world. I have many children who would rather choose to die under the vine, who would rise up for me and who will rise up for me and go to the lost, who will honor me and therefore receive honor from me. That is a devotional today, and I call you and tell you and remind you, we are to be watchmen for him. We are to be watchmen for him, as it says in the scriptures. We are to be his watchmen. We are to warn the people. Now, what the people do with that, that's not up to you. That's up to them. That is up to them. We are to be the watchmen and warn the people. And not to be selfish, but to be humble, as we were reading in Philippians 2:3. That's our goal. And when we look at these three things, conform, unify, and act. And these are the things that must be on our mind today. Unifying, conforming, not to the world's ways, but to the ways of our Creator. Romans 12 says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. If we honor each other, we are going to warn each other. And here's the thing about true friendship. True friendship does not let offense stop someone, a true friend, from telling somebody the truth. If somebody's going to be offended by me warning them of something they're doing that's putting them in danger, if I don't say anything, that's not true friendship. It's the one that speaks up and says something is the one that truly cares. Galatians 5 verse 26 says, let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. We must put the other person first and not think about the outcome of our own situation. What are they going to think of me? Am I going to lose something by wasting my time trying to teach this person? No. We must think of our brothers and sisters. 1 Peter 5:5 says, in the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the eldest, and all of you dress yourselves in humility, and you relate to one another. Yahweh opposes the proud, but grace gives grace to the humble. We've already did a devotional about humility and the importance of that. We have to understand, though, just as we want others to warn and help us, we have to show them that same gift. And it is a gift. It's a body, and it's one body. Yeshua being the master and the head, but we're all parts of that body. And if one part is not doing that job, the other part might not be able to finish your job. So Romans 12:5 says, so it is with Yeshua's body. We are many parts of the one body, and we belong to each other. We belong to each other. So we must understand this one body and many parts concept. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 13 says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Yeshua. Some people are Jewish, some are not Jewish, some are slaves, some are free, but we have been baptized into one body and one spirit. And we all share the same spirit. We have to get this. We have to get this. It sickens me when I see somebody with a mansion and homeless people down the block that call themselves believers. It's not scriptural. It's not scriptural. Don't tell me you have a Christian business and the store's closed all night and there's a homeless person sleeping in front of your store all night. It's not scriptural. We have to take care of each other and help each other. Ephesians 2:16 says, together as one body, Yeshua reconciled both groups to Yahweh by means of his death on the cross. And our hostility towards each other was put to death. That's the greatest problem we have in this world, even amongst believers. Hostility towards each other. Where is the compassion? Where is the unity? Ephesians 2:18 says, now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit, because what Yeshua has done for us, we have the same Savior. Why do we look at these things so different? We look at the Psalms. Psalms 19, verse 13 says, keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. We have a great call to be watchmen, but we also have a great call to unify each other and help each other to grow in Yeshua together. And that's what we're called to do. Romans 15, verse 5 says, may Yahweh, who gives the patience and encouragement, help you live complete harmony with each other. as it is fitting for followers of Yeshua Messiah. I am not just spouting here words and thoughts and ideas. This is holy scripture I am giving you. Are we getting it? And I will submit to you that this is one tremendous area where people are lacking. People are lacking. How could you pull up to a streetlight and have food in your car and a man be at the streetlight with a sign confessing he's a believer in Yeshua and drive by him? How can you do that? Where is the compassion? I mean, it's one thing if the guy says, I hate Yeshua and I want a beer. But if the guy says, I believe in Yeshua, please help. How can you drive by? Where is the compassion? We need to get this right because this is one of the things that are keeping us and holding us back. And this is one of the ways the enemy gets in and destroys us. Remember, the enemy is prowling, looking for ways to get to us. And through our selfishness and our lack of faith and our lack of unity, we're being held back. And it's a big problem, a really big problem. And the call today in a devotional, this Sufferwell devotional, is to conform, unify, and act. For it says in Ephesians 4, verse 2, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because you love. Do you know who has more of a justified case to not help us than anyone else? That's Yeshua. For a continuous, sinful, wicked ways, but Yeshua was patient with us. And always there for us. And aren't we called to be imitators of Yeshua? Aren't we called to be imitators of Yeshua? Now, there might be circumstances where you don't want to bring somebody who's doing drugs into your house. There might be circumstances where you're rushed to get through a red light because you're in a bad neighborhood or something. But for the most part, we can't use excuses consistently to please our selfishness and miss the point of this unity message. Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as Yahweh, our Messiah, through Yeshua, has forgiven us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Romans 8:37 says, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Yeshua who loved us. Love. When we understand what love is. So it comes down to these three things. Conform, unify, and act. That's the basis of today's message. Today's devotional. Conform, unify, and act. And we need to ask ourselves, are we doing these things? Now, what does the Bible say about conformity? When I say conform, it's not meaning conform to the world's ways, but conforming to Yeshua's ways. That's what it's talking about. As believers, we must not seek to act like the world. James 4:4 says, adulterers, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility towards Yahweh? So whoever wants to be the world's friend becomes Yahweh's enemy. And we know in Romans 12, verses 1, 2, it says, do not conform to the world's ways. Be transformed by the ongoing of your mind to know what the will of Yahweh is and is pleasing and perfect. John 2, verses 15 says, not to love this evil world or the things of it. Not to conform to the world. Jeremiah 10:2 says, learn not the way of the heathen. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, so come away with those people and separate yourselves from them. But conforming to the love of Messiah. That's why Yeshua died for us. He didn't die so we can continue walking in this world and living the same life when we were on death row when he took our place. He didn't want us to just go back living the life we were living before we had that heart circumcised. He wants us to live a new life to rescue us from the evil of this world, Galatians 1:4. We should no longer walk as the heathens of this world walk. Ephesians 4:17. There must be a difference between a believer and a non-believer. When you confess Yeshua with your mouth, if your heart hasn't changed, nothing's changed. You must now love what he loves and hate what he hates. We no longer belong to this world. And we no longer have to follow the crowds of this world and the ways this world acts and everything the world's doing. Do not walk in this way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, Proverbs 1:15. It's a path of wickedness. We're to expose this evil and not join it. But the enemy's trying to attack us, and the enemy continuously tries to find a way in. But remember, he can see our actions, but he can't read our mind. Only Yahweh knows our mind. He knows what we're thinking. But the enemy sees our actions, and he's ready. When we doubt, when we're selfish and we're not unified, he gets to us. But we need to follow Yeshua in holiness and let him lift us up. Luke 5:27-28 says, after this, Yeshua went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting in a tax booth. Follow me, Yeshua said. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. When we talk about conform, we're not talking conforming to the world. We're talking about conforming our lives to the image of Yeshua. That's what it has to be about. Romans 8:29-30 says, because those whom he forsake, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, and that his Son would be firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Galatians 5:24-25 says, those who belong to Yeshua Messiah have crucified their corrupt nature along with its passions and desires. If we live by our spiritual nature, then our lives need to be conformed to our spiritual nature. And 1 Peter 1:14-15 says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But he who called you is holy. You also be holy, and you be in all your conduct. To conform to Yeshua, we must deny ourselves. Our self wants the pleasures of this world, but we must keep our minds on Yeshua. Deny ourself. It says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. If we've been crucified with Yeshua, we no longer live in ourselves, but in Yeshua who lives in us. We need to transform our minds and conform to the way of Yeshua. That's what needs to happen. Colossians 3:1-2 says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Yeshua, keep seeking the things above, where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. You know what happened? I was with a friend who had $20 to his name, and I know the person, and I know his situation. He had $20 to his name. That's all he had. And we were walking together, and somebody came up to us and asked us for money. This man gave that person his last $20. I mean, what more needs to be said? Do we understand about conformity and unifying and acting out? We live in a world today where no one wants to hear this message about holiness anymore. Everyone wants to do things their own way. They're not interested in Yahweh's way. 2 Timothy predicted this. In 4:3-4, it says of 2 Timothy, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate themselves, teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. It's a prediction of exactly what's happening. But somebody who understands the love, understands unity, and understands the message that's being preached here today in the devotional and the idea of it. We must be one. and not separate ourselves, but come together. Ephesians 4:13 says, until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of Yeshua, to mature men, to the message of the statute, which belongs to the fullness of Yeshua. We must be the watchmen. We must help each other to be each other's watchmen. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, that all of you agree with one another, that you say that there be no divisions among you, but that you perfectly be united in the mind and thought. And Psalms 133 verse 1 says, behold, how good it is and pleasant for brothers and to dwell together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 verses 2 and 6, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you've been called to one hope when you were called. One Creator, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through it all. This is scripture I'm giving you. If you disagree with me, you're disagreeing what the scriptures say. It's time to unify and come together as one. Romans 15, verse 5 and 7 says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude and mind towards each other that Yeshua had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify Yahweh, the Father of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. Accept one another, then just as Yeshua accepted you in order to bring praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians verse 3, chapter 3, verses 3 to 7 says, you are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants to whom you came to believe as Yahweh has assigned each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but Yahweh has been making it grow. So neither one who plants nor who waters is anything, but only Yahweh who makes things grow. That's what we have to get and understand. It's not about people. It's about Yahweh. And because of the love Yeshua gave us, we have to give that love to others and be imitators of him. Philippians 2 verses 1 and 4 says, so if there is any encouragement in Yeshua, any comfort from love or participation in the Spirit, and affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, and being in full accord in one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but humility. Count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not with his own interest, but with the interest of others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That has to be the message. Your love for other believers should be like the love of Yeshua. That has to be the message, the idea, the goal. John 13, verse 35 says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. And John 17, 23 says, I am in them and you are in me. May the experience such as perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me, that you love them as much as you love me. And then John 1 John 3:14 says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. This one who does not love remains in death. We must persevere. We must not let the world get to us. Titus 3:9 says, but avoid foolish conversations and all these arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Don't let them waste their time on endless discussions. 1 Timothy 1:4-6. And then here it comes. It says, we must love. 2 Timothy 2:15 and 16 says, do your best to present yourselves to Yahweh as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who is correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Conform, unify, and act. These are the things we must believe and think of. Conform, unify, and act. And the acting is the love. Colossians 3, 13 and 14 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has any grievance against someone, forgive as Yahweh forgave you. And of all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. And in Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you be like-minded, sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. We are in the same situation, the same persecution for all believers in Yeshua is going on everywhere. We need to come together and not be set apart from one another, from our fellow believers. Say, be set apart to the world and don't conform to the world, but not to each other. Romans 12, 4, 5 says, just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Yeshua's body. We are many parts of one body and we belong to each other. We must understand. We must understand. It is a gift that he's given us to serve one another. It is a gift from our wonderful Messiah to serve one another. Now we got to also understand that unity does not mean compromising on things that are important that you see in Scripture. We got to understand that we need to iron sharpen iron and be watchmen and help each other. But we do it with love. Jude 1 verses 3, 4 says, dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to Yahweh's holy people. For certain individuals who condemnation was written about long ago has secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our Elohim into a license for immorality and deny Yeshua Messiah, our sovereign Elohim. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. We must be wise. Remember, wise, it says in the Scriptures. To be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person such is among you. This is what the Scriptures call us, how to live, how to walk, how to carry out our faith. And that is the word we give you today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a blessed day out there, everybody.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
And you lead me to the cross where love